Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. I'm guessing that it's probably wet where you're at this morning. As I was putting this program together on Friday, we had received nearly 2 inches, and it had not come hard enough to wash anything out. With all our farm ground planted to something, we're sure happy to have the rain. Some of our fields were planted to bin run oats that was about half grasshoppers. I'm hoping the grasshoppers don't come up. This morning the boys and I are in Valentine for a rodeo. Yesterday we were in Gordon. I want to say a special thank you to all the friends and relatives that have hosted us rodeo bums this spring. After sleeping in a horse trailer on a cot last week in Atkinson, I appreciate you even more. Zane was the only son to rodeo last week. He didn't get either horse covered, but he sure drew well. That might be an example of a lesson Grandpa McIntosh taught me. Always make the best of the situation. An example he used was a story about his two brothers putting a set of W's on a workhorse that had a nasty habit of running over them when they opened the barn door. The W's didn't have any effect on that horse until he hit the end of the 40-foot rope. He had up a pretty good head of steam, and he came over backwards fairly fast. The horse wasn't moving, and the boys thought they'd killed it. Upon closer examination, they noticed it was still breathing, and seizing the moment, Jim said to Clyde, "Wally's down, we'd just as well trim his feet." For this Memorial Day, I'd like to do a poem that I wrote in memory of Grandpa, that I have titled, "He Laughed." He was part of my first memory. In my mind's eye, I can still see that clod dropped in the wet concrete. The sound it made that sure was neat. "Grandpa, why do ducks have rubber feet?" And he laughed. An old door lock and a wooden block, with a knob and a spring, it could be anything. And hours were spent a few feet back from the wet cement. And he laughed. Little brother made him smile too. "Grandpa, how old are you?" His eye would sparkle as he said his line. "Last time I checked, I was 39. "That's what I thought, and that ain't too bad. That's just 3 more than Dad." And he laughed. His laughter made me feel good, like somehow he sort of understood the little duck toward the back with the funny walk and the silly quack, like maybe he'd been down that track. It sure felt good that he understood. He laughed with me, not at me. The difference is vast. When you're young, you think it will last, but life goes by mighty awful fast. Sometimes we talked about the past. The goosey horse and Jim and Clyde and the schoolgirl and sand on the slide, and he felt bad that it roughed her hide, and that day I'm sure he cried. How was a little guy supposed to know? That was a long, long time ago. And he laughed. Good times, working on my shack. Third-hand lumber and an achy back, keeping Uncle Tom and Bud on track. On-the-job training with a few simple rules. Do your best work and take care of your tools. I was young and he was old. There were things I needed told, and we laughed. How's things going on the place? And he would listen as I'd retrace details of the latest mess. Things would come into focus, I guess. My troubles weren't that big a deal, but every pig has got to squeal. And he would listen, and we laughed. One joke that he often told, how he'd never done nothing but just get old. I'd wait for the end while holding my hat. It took me a long time just to do that. Not near long enough, but I'll hang tough. And I will remember not to forget, and I will laugh. Thanks for spending part of your weekend with me. Hope the rest of it goes well, and that you can join us next time for another edition of Homegrown.